please won't you listen to me, or your life will be full of misery. It'll take you a lifetime to break all these ties that you've made with the people you hate. And maybe you'll see this one day once it's all done.
Freeze frame.
Freeze frame.
Freeze frame.
Freeze frame.
Now freeze.
said. She says your life moves so slow, and it's a real drag on all of us who really think we know.
Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Early one morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I'm lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. One of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with them on Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
Co- am Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone. We had a quarrel. A lover's spat.
All right, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back.
So then I dropped it in the mailbox. As in a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself. Understand.
We're writing on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
Yeah. wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Tweezel Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Stay here on the dark side of the room where you can pick or choose. Don't something on your mind. Hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. Oh, and the shit show, the horror. You've seen your future bride. Yeah, but it's so, so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting and...
lift my shirt up. Stand up straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up.